This is a direct quote from Justin Langer, who happens to be the coach of the Australian side. You've got to be a good bloke, and you've got to score runs. So if you score runs and you're not a good bloke, you're not in the side. Mate, you could be a till of the hunt at the moment. If you're scoring runs, you're in my team. Jeff Henry Lawson might have a different point of view. Hi, Henry.
Good morning, Terrence. Good morning, Laurie.
Can you imagine you've got to be a good bloke to be in the team?
Well, the team's going so brilliantly, I suppose he can afford to be picky, can't he?
No, I understand what he's trying to say, Henry. But, geez, we just need blokes who can score runs.
And look, there's teams in multitudes of different sports that have had the classic no dickheads policy and all this sort of thing. Personalities, wherever they are, they need to be managed differently, and you pick the best players, and it's up to coaches and captains to manage. And that's always been the case in cricket. You know, you don't have to have 11 guys who love each other. You just have to have a cohesive cricket team, and so coaches and captains in particular just need to know how to manage those sides. And Australia's had some great cricket sides who didn't get on brilliantly. They just knew how to play between the hours of first ball bowled to last. So I think it's been just his mantra to a degree about I'm picking good blokes, and he keeps saying he's, you know, the Marsh brothers are good blokes and Peter Sill's a good bloke, and he's right, they are good blokes, but not playing great cricket. So you just got to use that in the best possible manner.
Yeah. Sure. Talking of the Marsh brothers, Henry, they didn't have the best tour over there in the UAE. Do they keep their places when we return here against India?
I reckon if you can average 4.5 and you're a specialist batsman, I think you've got a few issues. That's not even 14.5 or 24 or 34, that's 4. I think the Australian cricket community has just about had enough of the Marsh brothers. They just want players who can make some runs. I can't see how they could possibly retain their positions. I mean, Mitchell's hardly doing any bowling. His bowling numbers are dreadful. His batting numbers are dreadful. Sean's in a form slump that's continued for a long time. He's had one good series in the past 7. He's 36 years old.
Yeah.
He's not ticking any boxes. None.
Okay. So, now, here's the problem, Henry. Who is ticking the boxes, right, in the fair dinkum department?
Yeah, not many, TK, and that is the issue. That's the only reason we're having this conversation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Why the Marsh brothers are still on the side, because there's not too many others that are. But for someone who was certainly Glenn Maxwell, he's ticking all the boxes. Maybe Justin Langer doesn't think he's a good bloke, but he's there in the Australian 2020. So to see him sitting on the bench the other day in that grandstand at Abu Dhabi while we're capitulating again, and he's been over there for, a week or so, preparing for 3 2020s instead of playing the Sheffield Shield game.
Yeah.
You just think, what is going on? You know, is Glenn Maxwell not a better batsman than Marnus Lavashaun or at the moment Mitchell Marsh or Shulman? Of course he is. So why isn't he playing? And that just seemed total injustice. So there are a couple, certainly. Axel's definitely one of those, definitely.
Yeah.
And maybe, maybe Marcus Stoinis, who's had a pretty good Shield game first up, has got better form. But there are people I think you can give a shot to. I reckon Will Pekoski has got 200 for Victoria. If he can make another century or two, and there are 5 Shield games, or 4 more Shield games, I think, before the first Test match. There is a young guy who's got tremendous talent, been hampered by a few concussions. There's certainly someone you'd be giving a go to, a young player. But there are a couple you certainly can put in there. But none of those are averaging, the traditional 50 that we wanted to see in our Shield players. Look, the possibilities are thin, but I think the ones we've got at the moment are proving they're not good enough.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about Pukoski, because you mentioned he's got a couple of hundreds, suffered some head knocks, some concussions. Technically, and also how exciting is he as a batsman? Is he a short form cricketer as well, or is he mainly just the longer form?
Well, like some of the young players these days, they play all forms of the game. A lot of them get their intros in 23, but Will's debuted a couple of years ago. He got an initial concussion playing AFL, like a bad one.
Right.
And that sort of hampered him pro deal. Then he got hit. I know Sean Abbott hit him in the head 2 years ago in Melbourne in the Shield game. And then he got hit again, fielding, and it seemed to be just some of the slightest knocks were causing him problems. And there was a real issue as to whether he was going to continue to play. So it was great to see him out there playing that opening match in Perth for the Victorians and making such a big score. But he's been a noted talent for some time. It's just been this issue with concussion that's kept him off the park. So he's back out there now. Great first Shield game. You know, he just needs to keep going.
Mate, you're in Canberra, I'm led to believe, Henry, on a futures tour. What did you make of what you saw from Hazelwood and also Cummins in the previous futures?
Yeah, we just had a game last week up at the Blacktown International Sports Park, and pretty flat wicket. They're on over limitations, only 12 overs per innings, but they look pretty good, and they're playing this game as well. So I'll get a close look at them again down here in Canberra the next 4 days. Yeah. They'll get to bowl a few more overs. They only had 12 to bowl in each innings in the game against Tassie last week, which is not a heck of a lot of overs in a four-day game, but they're progressing nicely. And they got through that first multi-day game well, and they'll get to bowl some more overs in this fixture in Canberra. So everything is on track for those two to be ready for perhaps the one-day series against South Africa.
What are you hearing about Mitch Starc, Henry? He looked as though he was carrying a hamstring injury over there in the UAE. Are you hearing anything about how serious that is, or is he going to be okay?
Oh, no, just that it was a little bit of a strain, nothing too much to worry about. He stayed on in the field, which, you know, if you get a hammy, you can still run around the field. It's not too bad. So it was more a slight strain that they weren't overly concerned about. Otherwise, he would have been off the park straight away. So just a little niggle. I think that the team management are really concerned. They want him right for when they get back to Australia. That's the big summer, so they just took it rather safely in that second dig in Abu Dhabi.
Jeff, always great to chat, mate. We thank you so much for your time and the great debate. That's what we do over summer. We pick our Australian side. It's going to continue for quite some time. Good on you, Henry.
Yeah, it's an interesting logistical argument at the moment, but plenty of Shield cricket to come.
Yeah, we're not arguing over one position, though. We're arguing over about five. That is the big issue. Good on you, Henry. Jeff Henry Lawson.